From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Bank of America plans to launch a new premium rewards credit card next month. Welcome to the club, Bank of America. American Express and Chase are already offering hyper rewards cards. Chase's Sapphire Reserve card made headlines for its huge sign-up bonus and $450 annual fee. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, this is all about how banks are changing the way they try to lure new customers.
The points you'd earn with B of A's new card are on par with other big rewards programs. But to earn the most points, you'd have to park at least $100,000 in another account. B of A's Jason Gahn says this strategy helps the bank stay competitive.
You've got to balance customer benefits with shareholder expectations.
With interest rates rising and consumers piling on more debt, banks are rethinking the costs associated with these cards. Andrew Davidson is with market research firm Mintel.
We've now sort of surpassed $1 trillion of revolving credit balances, which is going back to sort of pre-recession levels.
More consumers are defaulting, meaning banks are writing off higher losses. Robin Sachs Frankel is a credit card analyst at Bankrate.com.
Credit card companies are struggling, even with all these exciting new products that people are signing up for.
Even Chase is reportedly thinking about scaling back the division that runs its popular Sapphire Reserve card. So don't hold out for lavish sign-up bonuses in the future. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.